Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 9, The Kidnapping of Sita. Scene 2, The Magical Deer. The two Rakshasas got aboard the great chariot. The goblin-headed asses bore it away into the sky. Moving swiftly, they soon arrived at the Dandaka forest. As they circled overhead, they saw below Ram's hermitage. They landed nearby, and Ravana instructed Maricha. "Now work your wonderful magic, my friend. I shall wait here." Ravana had no intention of immediately encountering the two brothers, Ram and Lakshman. He wanted first to steal and enjoy Sita, anticipating that this would weaken Ram. Ravana knew that Ram would soon come after him, but that would give him the opportunity to gauge the strength and weakness of Ram and his forces. The Rakshasa felt confident that he could confront Ram from the security of Lanka, surrounded by his powerful troops. After transforming himself into a human ascetic, wearing matted locks and simple dress, he waited in the woods near Ram's hermitage. Meanwhile, Maricha turned himself into a magical deer. His head was partly white and partly dark, with horns like bright sapphires. The upper part of his snout had the hue of a red lotus, while the lower part had that of a blue lotus. His perfectly formed body had slender white legs, with hooves like glossy black gems. The deer's belly was dark blue, and its flanks golden. All over its shining skin were a number of jewel-like spots. Its tail resembled a rainbow, and it glanced about with eyes that shone like diamonds. In that deer form, Maricha wandered slowly about. Other deer approached him but quickly ran away in all directions, sensing that this was not actually a deer. Maricha strenuously controlled his Rakshasa nature, which was impelling him to kill and eat the deer which came near to him. Nibbling at leaves here and there, he went into the region of Ram's hermitage. Sita was outside the hut plucking flowers. She immediately saw the wonderful-looking deer. Seeing that he had caught her attention, Maricha playfully came near to Sita and then moved away again. As the deer frolicked about, Sita's mind became enchanted. Her eyes opened wide in wonder as she surveyed the stunning form of that magical animal. The deer seemed to illumine the forest on all sides as it moved around with grace and elegance, making delightful sounds. Sita called out to Ram,
"Come quickly, my lord. Bring Lakshmana. Here is a sight to behold."
Hearing Sita calling out again and again, the two princes came to her and saw the deer for themselves. Lakshman was immediately suspicious. "This animal cannot actually be a deer. Never has such a deer looking like a bright jewel been seen anywhere upon the earth. This must surely be a Rakshasa come in disguise. I suspect it is probably Maricha. Lakshmana recalled how Ram had spared Maricha's life previously. He knew the demon was capable of great mysticism and strongly suspected that some evil plan was afoot. But Sita was captivated. She interrupted Lakshmana. "O Ram, this wonderful animal has stolen my mind. Please fetch it for me. I would love to show it to my mothers-in-law and your other brothers. When we return to Ayodhya, we can keep it in the palace as a pet. I do not think that such a beautiful creature can be a Rakshasa. My lord, I must possess this gentle animal." Sita repeatedly beseeched Ram to capture the deer, which remained close by. Ram felt obliged to satisfy his wife, and so he turned to Lakshman. "Dear brother, see how this deer has created such a burning desire in Sita. I must try to catch it for her. I have never seen a deer like this anywhere before. It defies description. If, as you say, it is a Rakshasa in disguise, then it must be put to death. Therefore, I shall chase it through these woods. Either I will bring it alive, or having determined it to be a Rakshasa, slay it with my sharp arrows. Perhaps then I may take its superb skin for Sita." Ram asked his brother to stand close to Sita and guard her while he was gone. Like Lakshman, he also feared an attack from the Rakshasas. He told Lakshmana that Jatayu was nearby and could assist him if necessary. Ram then fastened his sword to his belt, and after tying on his two quivers, he grasped his bow. He then went toward the deer, which bounded away into the woods. In fear, Maricha ran swiftly into the deep forest. Ram pursued him, moving through the trees with agility and speed. But Maricha kept ahead, sometimes appearing for a moment and then disappearing again. Acting exactly like a deer, he bounded high in the air and glanced about fearfully. In this way, Maricha took Ram a long distance from his hermitage. Ram felt helpless, seeing the deer maintaining a constant lead over him. He then stopped and leaned on a tree, exhausted and perspiring. He decided that Lakshmana's assessment was correct. This could not be an ordinary deer. He would have captured it by now if it were. Ram concluded that the deer was certainly a Rakshasa. Spotting it emerging from a distant cluster of trees, like the moon appearing from behind clouds, Ram took out an arrow. He imbued that shaft with celestial power and shot it at the deer. The arrow struck through the air, glowing like fire, seeking out its target. In a moment, it struck Maricha and pierced him in the heart. The Rakshasa bounded as high as a palm tree and screamed in pain. As he crashed to the ground, he assumed his actual form once again. Ram ran toward the dying Rakshasa. Maricha saw him approaching and remembered Ravana's instruction. With his dying breath, Maricha let out a cry that could be heard for miles, perfectly imitating Ram's voice, which he had vividly remembered from their previous encounters. Maricha cried,
"Lakshman, help me! Alas, Sita!"
With that final cry, the Rakshasa died. His gigantic form covered in blood, lying prostrate on the ground. Ram stood before the dying Rakshasa, filled with apprehension. This was obviously a plot by the demons. When Lakshman and Sita heard that cry, they would become confused. Ram looked at the dead, massive body of Maricha. The voice of a Rakshasa was hundreds of times more powerful than that of a man. Ram had been chasing the deer for an hour at least and was miles from the hermitage. The only thing to do now was to run back. Ram immediately began to retrace his steps. Thinking of Sita, he feared the worst. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.